Let's go to Las Vegas and check in with Las Vegas Review Journal writer Cindy Perlman. Cindy, good morning. Let's talk first about who went to the movies over the weekend or who didn't. It was a slow weekend, wasn't it?
It was, Bob. Good morning. No one's going to the movies these days, or very few. Smile, which is a big horror movie, came in number one, but not a real fall movie audience. 23 million, which sounds like a lot, not so much, but good for that movie. It's the R-rated sequel to the creepy psychological thriller that came out a few years ago. The first one made 22 million in its first weekend, but it became a sleeper hit with 105 million total. So maybe Smile 2 will hit those levels, but overall, box office down 11.4% from last year, so not so good for Hollywood.
I've noticed this, and I don't know whether this is a trend nationally, but have the theaters just cut back on how many times they're showing movies? Because there aren't a lot of movies starting at like after 8:30, 9 o'clock anymore. Have you picked up on that?
I have, Bob. They've cut back a little bit on showing, how many times, and also trying to deal with the fact there are less movies when you really get down to it every week. Less and less movies coming out, and studios jockeying around, not wanting to open against anything that has a shot, like a big horror movie like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Kind of a weird time. But Wild Robot animation for kids seems to be hot right now, and of course, anything scary around Halloween, but we'll have to see. The big biggies are about to come out, Wicked and some of the Thanksgiving movies. So I think that'll be the true test.
Man, still the Joker not doing much business, right?
No smiling for the Joker. Not this weekend, not any weekend. He's number six. Can you believe it? Number six at box office. And I don't know if this is true, but I read a thing saying they told Lady Gaga to sort of temper it down a little bit for this movie and, you know, not be as outrageous, maybe not sing at the Lady Gaga level at certain points. So probably there's not going to be another musical based on we won't be seeing Captain America, the musical, anytime soon.
Yeah, that's a good idea. There is good news, though. If you have Netflix, tell us about this.
This is great news. I read a report that Netflix is not going to raise their prices, which is nice. Remember last year they had a little price bump, but I guess there's so many new subscribers to Netflix that they're pretty much saying that because of testing that they've done, the fourth quarter revenue, $10.1 billion, up 14% from last year. So they're not going to the consumer as for now. They said price hike not imminent. The last hike was October of 23.
You know, these streaming channels now, I mean, they're spending a lot of money. This disclaimer series that is on Apple, I mean, this is really an expensive production. And then Prime Video has got a Nicole Kidman series coming up, too, don't they?
A great Nicole Kidman series people have waited for years. Based on a beloved literary character, Kay Scarpetta. Now, Kay is a chief medical examiner. She deals with really gruesome cases. This is not for the faint of heart. Complicated relationships with her sister and her boyfriend, things like that. But it's got a great, great cast. You have Nicole Kidman as the executive producer and the star playing Kay. And even better, this pairing, Jamie Lee Curtis as her sister, Dorothy. That's a complicated relationship. And then great supporting cast. Bobby Cannavale's a detective. And remember Simon Baker from The Mentalist? He's in there, too. So a wonderful cast. And then you've got Ariana DeBose, who's been there, too, as Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter. So Curtis is even saying, we can't even think that the fans aren't going to be anything but really happy. And it's really nitty-gritty. There's going to be a lot of blood, she's promising.
Scarpetta, and when is that going to be on Prime Video?
Sometime next year, so we've got to wait a little bit. But anybody who loves Patricia Cornwell, who's the author, they're getting Scarpetta next year.
Yeah, and this weekend we get to see that Bruce Springsteen documentary on Hulu and Disney Plus, and he was out promoting it over the weekend, wasn't he?
He was out promoting and answering for the 900th time, are you retiring? Bruce says, no. The most the biggest no ever. And he said, say farewell to what? Thousands of people screaming your name? Yeah, who wants to quit that? I ain't going nowhere. So, phew, I'm glad. Because some people reported this was his farewell tour. So he said, nothing like that. And he also was so funny about his little kids. He said when they heard him on the radio, when they were little, they're grown now, but they would say, that's Bruce Springsteen, unlike that's dad, like they were two separate people. And he said he took them to a few shows, but just like kids anywhere, the kids said, can we go to the hotel and play video games now? We don't want to sit at the show. So, you know, no one wants to hear 20,000 people cheering and clapping for your dad. That's weird.
Yeah, it's just dad. He has to be a record holder for the length of his rock and roll marriage. What is it, like 30-some years now, right?
33 years married to a Jersey girl, Patty Scalfa. Just had some issues. She came out with this documentary saying she's been fighting a blood cancer for a long time, but they have it under control. They've been together forever, and he says she's a good songwriter, a great songwriter, who doesn't get the credit because she lives with a, quote, suck all the air out of the room attention hoe, which he means himself. And he said, I take up a lot of space. But good news for Patty, she has her own album coming out in a few weeks, actually. And his tour, there's dates already if you want to go overseas next summer, England, Germany, France, Spain, the boss will be there.
And finally, what did you hear about the Taylor Swift Miami weekend?
You know, Bob, you go to your potential sister-in-law's concert in Miami, which is what Jason Kelce did with his wife and two little girls. And Jason Kelce sat in one of the VIP seats and fell asleep for a second. How could it be? Have you ever fallen asleep at a show, Bob? I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that.
Just musical theater. That's all. Yeah. A lot of stars showed up, though, right?
A lot of stars. You had Tom Brady and his kids. You'll see it on the Today Show. Hoda Kotb, Jenna Bush, Savannah Guthrie brought all their kids. You got to admit, Savannah and Hoda, just like you and I, five-hour delay with their kids at the airport last night. Kids on the floor, coloring, making more beaded bracelets. They can't even do anything when there's a delay at JFK.
Well, Taylor Swift taking over Miami over the weekend. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.